This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, June 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Canada limits livestock imports. Judge rules against USDA on DEI, and USMCA drives food costs lower. It's another big week as Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins grapples with a threat to livestock. Senators working on a farm bill. President Trump says he's focused on ending the war with Iran and lowering costs for ag producers and other Americans. Rollins will be in Kerrville, Texas. She's visiting the Kipling Bushland U.S. Livestock Insects Research Laboratory, which works to control livestock arthropod tests. With a second case now of New World screwworm found in a Texas calf on Friday, Canada said it would temporarily bar certain U.S. imports of livestock, and that would include horses, from entering the country. Animals that originate from or were present in the state of Texas within 21 days prior to border crossing will not be accepted into Canada, according to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. In Congress, farm bill talks continue as the Senate Agriculture Committee works to finish draft legislation within the next few weeks. We're working with Congress to quickly pass the new farm bill, President Trump said during an event at a Wisconsin farm on Friday. We're very well on our way to getting the farm bill finished and approved. Trump also said the U.S. is going to be out of the Iran war, quote, very quickly, either by negotiation or force, and then fertilizer and fuel prices are going to go way down. A federal judge has issued a temporary injunction barring the Agriculture Department from withholding funding from a group of states through a terms and conditions framework that seeks to comply with the Trump administration policies on gender, immigration, and diversity. Judge Myung Jeon of the U.S. District Court of Massachusetts granted a request to enjoin USDA from enforcing a set of general funding award terms and conditions challenged by 21 Democratic state attorneys general. While Jeon did not offer details behind his decision-making, he said USDA does not need to issue new terms and condition documents and that he would publish an opinion later that explains his decision. The dispute stems from a standard set of general terms and conditions the agency issued in December at the request of Secretary Brooke Rollins. In their brief supporting a motion for a preliminary injunction, the AGs argued the agency, quote, has threatened harsh penalties if states do not comply with certain requirements related to DEI, gender, and immigration. They say the new requirements imperil more than $74 billion their states receive annually. The funding would affect, quote, food and nutrition programming, including child nutrition programs, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, agricultural, forestry, and rural support programming, and programs to support academic research and programming in agriculture sciences, according to the state's brief. Sheila Corley, the Food and Nutrition Service Administrator Chief of Staff, wrote in a declaration that many nutrition assistance programs are administered through federal-state agreements which have historically operated through a different set of terms and conditions than the one that is being challenged. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The trade accord among the U.S., Mexico, and Canada has helped to keep food prices in check for U.S. families, a Purdue University study finds. Lower tariffs under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement established in 2020 have led to savings of about $700 a year for U.S. households in today's dollars, equal to roughly 7% of a home's total spending on food, that according to the report being released today. Food affordability remains one of the top concerns for American families, and this study makes clear that UMCA is part of the solution, according to John Bodie, president and CEO of the Corn Refiners Association, which commissioned the study in partnership with the Agriculture Coalition for USMCA. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada set to miss a July 1 milestone to renew the trade deal, raising the prospect of months or even years of wrangling over the rules and tariffs for agriculture and other industries. Bloomberg News reporting on Friday, citing unidentified people familiar with the matter. After a string of scheduling delays, Trump's nominee to lead USDA's Rural Development Mission area is set for a vote by the Senate Agriculture Committee today. Glenn Smith is the sole unconfirmed nominee for the Agriculture Department. The job of Undersecretary for Rural Development has been vacant since January. If confirmed by the Senate, Smith would oversee billions of dollars in federal lending and grant programs. USDA is planning a sweeping overhaul of its technology systems to improve financing access for rural communities. USDA's Inspector General has sent subpoenas for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program participant information to state agencies in California, Illinois, Michigan, and New York, saying they've refused to provide it for more than a year. In a press release, USDA's Office of the Inspector General cited the request as a part of the, quote, series of inspections to assess the quality and integrity of SNAP participant data for 10 states, which focuses on key information states used to validate an individual's eligibility for food assistance. The release said the agency has so far received data from Ohio, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Florida. USDA's Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics touts the department's new National Proving Grounds Network for Ag Tech and defends the closure of the Beltsville Agriculture Research Center on this week's AgriPulse Open Mic. In this week's podcast, Scott Hutchins says the newly announced but not yet operating NPG Ag in North Dakota will test precision ag technology. The vision that we have long term is that we're able to very precisely measure and almost simultaneously, I mean, during the same pass of the tractor or implement, to be able to apply just the right amount of fertilizer or nutrient, depending on what the mix is, to the plant and to the soil, he said. We believe that when we reduce that, we will not hinder at all any of the yield productivity or capability of the plants or the crops, but we'll use a significantly less amount of actual product, which will reduce the input cost, he said. Using less fertilizer could also protect sensitive areas, he adds. Regarding bark in Beltsville, Maryland, Hutchins said research being conducted there will continue to be conducted elsewhere, at least the research that has been funded by Congress. Agricultural Research Administrator June Park had told staff that 9 research projects would be terminated as a part of the department's reorganization. You can listen to AgriPulse Open Mic at www.agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. We issued a historic $12 billion in farm relief, so it's $12 billion, but it was $28 billion in my first term, so we're looking at that right now about increasing it. At President Donald Trump at a White House event in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, on Friday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, June 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Allen.